Welcome to Mastering Your 30s and Living My 40s, the podcast where we navigate the twists and turns of life's most transformative decades. If you are in your 30s, this is your guide to slowing down, enjoying the ride, and making smart investments in your future health, wealth, and well-being. And if you are in your 40s like me, this is a space to share wisdom, reflect on the lessons learned, and have honest conversation about what this decade really looks like. I am Alev Bakan, a health and life coach and founder of Health & Co. Every week, we dive into the challenges, growth, and the mindset shifts that come with this journey. Because what's the fun in going through the ups and downs alone when we can be each other's cheerleaders, encouragers, and wisdom sharers? Today's episode is all about success. We hear the word all the time. But what does success actually mean? And more importantly, what does it mean to you? Let's dive in. Success? Well, I had a few, and I'm sure you have too. But today, I want you to really think about it. What does success actually mean to you? Because here's the thing. Success isn't just one big finish line. It has layers. There is personal success, family success, career success, and many others that you can think about. And at any given time, we are chasing different versions of it. And even though the word success is often tied to achievement, not all successes are equal for everybody. For example, for a woman who easily has children, success might mean balancing motherhood with thriving career. But for a woman struggling with fertility, career achievements might feel meaningless because the one success she longs for is the ability to have a child of her own. Something others take for granted, yet for her, it's everything. And beyond that, success shifts with each phase of life. In your 20s, success might be about building independence, getting your first job, moving out, figuring out who you are. In your 30s, success often becomes about stability, establishing your career, finding the right relationship, making big life decisions. And then in your 40s, success starts looking different again. It might be more about refinement, like protecting your peace, prioritizing what truly matters to you, and letting go of things that no longer serves you well. So let me ask you, what felt like success to you 5 years ago, and has it changed? And if so, have you allowed yourself to redefine it, or are you still holding on to an outdated version of success? Well, the key here is that there is no one right way to define success. What felt like success 10 years ago may not even matter to you today. And what you value today might evolve again in the future. Now that we have a better understanding of success, let me tell you how success has a main part for my coaching programs. Well, success is the core part of it. Because before we can work towards success, I need to understand how my clients define it for themselves, because success is deeply, deeply personal. One of the first exercises I do with my clients, it's about identifying their important life pillars. This is an eye-opener because it helps you recognize what truly matters in this specific phase of life. And there is the key. There is no right or wrong answer. For one person, their pillars might be career, family, health, and for another, it could be health, immediate family, extended family, and finances. It's completely unique to you. Well, I had a client who came to me with one big goal. She wanted to quit her job and start her own company. For her, success meant being her own boss, building something from scratch, and having full control over her career. But as we dove deeper into our coaching sessions, something surprising happened. We explored her other life pillars, what truly made her happy, fulfilled, and at peace. And one of her biggest passions was traveling, experiencing different cultures, and living a flexible lifestyle. Well, she eventually realized that quitting her job and launching a full-scale business would completely derail her ability to travel freely. That version of career success directly clashed with her vision for personal success. Well, instead of giving up her dream, she redefined it. She found a way to build a flexible consulting business that allowed her to work remotely, giving her financial stability and the freedom to travel. And for her, that was real success. Not quitting her job for the sake of it, but designing a career path that actually fit her life. Well, another important truth about understanding and truly internalizing success is that you have to relearn your concept of failure. The world has programmed us to believe that success and failure are opposites. That if we are not successful, it means we have failed. That once we fail, we are done, it's over, and we miss our chance. But let me tell you something. This is one of the biggest lies we have ever been told. The road to success isn't a straight path. It's paved with failures, detours, setbacks, and unexpected lessons. Every successful person you admire, whether in business, relationships, health, or personal growth, has failed many, many times before reaching their version of success. Failures are not signs to stop. They are signs to adjust. They teach us what isn't working, what needs to be shifted, tweaked, or even completely reimagined. But here is the real key. Failures can only serve you if you let them. If you keep seeing them as proof that you are not good enough, they will drain your energy and confidence. But if you open your mind, your eyes, and your heart to failure as learning tools, they will guide you exactly where you need to go. That's why, as a continuation of my success exercise with my clients, I always take a deep dive into their backstory. I ask them what have been their biggest successes in each of their life pillars, and just importantly, what have been their biggest failures. This is a game changer, because suddenly they don't just see their past as a series of wins and losses, but they start recognizing patterns. They see where they adapted, grew, or pivoted. And most importantly, they began to understand something crucial. Every single failure was actually moving them closer to success. Well, please, please, please take a moment to think about it. What if your failures weren't actually pushing you away from success, but rather reshaping your path toward it? So many times, my clients come to me feeling stuck because they believe a failure from their past is holding them back. Maybe they tried to start a business and it didn't work. Maybe they struggled in a relationship and felt like they failed at love. Maybe they neglected their health for years and now they feel like it's too late. But when we reframe those experiences, something powerful happens. Instead of seeing failure as a dead end, they start seeing it as a redirection. Instead of seeing past mistake as proof they can't succeed, they recognize them as stepping stones that taught them valuable lessons. And do you know what's even more beautiful? The moment they shift their mindset about failure, they also shift their understanding of success. Because success isn't about never failing. It's about failing, learning, adjusting, and continuing to move forward. Well, so let me ask you, are there any failures in your past that you are still holding on to? Are you letting them define you, limit you, or keep you stuck? What if instead you use them as a guide? What if instead of fearing failure, you embrace it as a part of your journey? Because the truth is, failure doesn't pull you away from success. It moves you one step closer. And once you make peace with your failures, you realize something incredible. You were never failing. You were just learning. Well, now that we have talked about defining success and reframing failure, there is another crucial factor that most people don't consider: the timing of success. Success isn't just about setting goals. It's about understanding when to pursue them and how to balance them over time. And here is the hard truth. Expecting to achieve full success in everything all at once is an illusion. And when we chase that illusion, we don't actually experience success. We experience burnout, stress, and frustration. Instead of feeling accomplished, we feel like we are constantly falling short. So, how do we move beyond this impossible standard? By understanding the difference between full success mid success. Well, I can hear you saying, what the heck does full success and mid success mean? Well, these are the terms I use a lot with my client. So let me explain them to you. What do I mean by full success? Full success is the ultimate level of achievement you envision for yourself. The ideal outcome where everything goes perfectly and you reach the highest standard you set for yourself. But here is the problem. Life doesn't work that way. We have multiple priorities, responsibilities, and unexpected events that demand our attention. You may have designed a roadmap for success in every area of your life, but the reality is, some successes are urgent while others can wait. And the sooner you accept that success has seasons, the smoother your journey will be. Imagine this scenario. You are a working mom with two toddlers. The success in your family pillar is being present with your kids while they are young. The success for your career pillar is getting promoted to a more demanding position. But here is the catch. Your kids won't be toddlers forever. This makes your family pillar more time sensitive because those early years will pass quickly. Does that mean that you have to give up on your career? Well, absolutely no. But it does mean you need to adjust your expectations. Instead of aiming for full success in both areas at the same time, you prioritize what's urgent while still making progress in the other one. Maybe you can't take on that big promotion right now, but you can stay engaged, build your skills, and position yourself for growth. That might not be your full success yet, but it's your mid-success. It's like a pit stop on your journey. And here is the beauty of mid-success. It keeps you moving forward without the impossible expectation of having it all overnight. We live in a world that constantly tells us we should be able to have it all. But let's be real. Having it all at the same time is a delusion. Success is not about achieving everything, everywhere, all at once. It's about making intentional choices based on timing, priority, and balance. So instead of asking, how can I do it all? Well, please, please ask yourself, what are my urgent successes? The ones that truly need my focus right now. What successes can wait? The ones that still be there when the timing is better. And what mid-successes can I celebrate? Like the progress I'm making along the way, even if I'm not at my final goal yet. Because real success isn't about exhausting yourself trying to reach the finish line overnight. It's about playing the long game, strategizing, adapting, and growing over time. And once you let go of the illusion that you have to achieve everything right now, you will start to experience real success, the kind that lasts. Well, if I had a dime for every time I use the word success in this episode, I think I would have enough to start a whole new business adventure. I hope this episode made you question the meaning and place of success in your life. Maybe it even made you realize that success isn't just about achievement, it's about alignment, timing, growth, and learning from failures. If you are ready to define success on your own terms and uncover your personalized success roadmap, I would love to help. You can schedule your free coaching guide session, no pressure, just an open space to explore what success truly means to you. Well, whether you are working with a coach or navigate this on your own, please, please remember, success is multi-layered. It's made up of different aspects of your life evolving over time. Success is unique to you. Your definition doesn't have to match anyone else. Success has different timelines. Some successes are urgent, while others can wait. And success learns from failure. Setbacks are actually stepping stones if you choose to see them that way. So, what does success mean to you today? Take a moment to sit with that thought. I would love to hear your reflections. So, send me a message on Instagram at health&co.usa or leave me a comment, write me an email. I'm here all the time. Thank you for spending this time with me. Until next time, keep growing, keep learning, and keep defining success on your own terms. Until next time, be good to yourself.